rest of the story. April 11, 1809. Henry surrendered to the county sheriff and went to jail, and he would be there for a long, long time. Confinement pushed Henry almost beyond reason. He spent most of his days just pacing his cell. Whenever his wife Anne asked to visit him, he declared that she must be spared the indignity. He also demanded that his children be kept away, that they must never see their father behind bars. Henry lost his appetite, a blessing in that the jailhouse food was often not fit to eat. And then after many weeks had passed, he began writing his memoirs. Lost in the literary remnants of his own past, Henry salvaged his sanity. There was much to write about, for Henry had been one of the greatest military leaders of the American Revolution. A cavalry colonel, best remembered by the nickname Light Horse Harry. But this is the rest of the story. Henry was a graduate of the College of New Jersey. Today we call it Princeton. He had planned on a career in law, but the Revolution interrupted. He was made a cavalry captain in 1776. Within 2 years, he was a major with 3 cavalry troops and 3 infantry companies under his command. Light Horse Harry, so called because of his lightning raids on British outposts. He was a lieutenant colonel when he helped the Americans win at Yorktown. That victory, in essence, ended our war for independence. Light Horse Harry made good peacetime use of his hero status. He went into politics, first the Virginia State Legislature, then the Continental Congress. He served 3 terms as governor of Virginia, 1 term as a United States congressman. When his old friend George Washington died, he spoke a eulogy in Philadelphia called the most famous eulogy in American history. You'll recognize these words from that eulogy. First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. Those were the words of Light Horse Harry. Then one day he retired from politics and became involved in land speculation. And that's what ruined him financially. His penury all but erased his former glory. Creditors swarmed over his estate, forcing him into hiding. The day he surrendered to the sheriff, he was jailed for debt. And that was a mere 5 weeks after his lifelong friend James Madison became 4th president of the United States. He was a year in jail writing his memoirs, and yet by the time he was released and his debts were behind him, by the time his memoirs were published and selling well, by the time Light Horse Harry had picked up the pieces of his shattered life and was preparing to live again, it was too late. His health was slowly failing. He'd spend his last years separated from family and country, wandering the Caribbean islands, and he would die in self-imposed exile. His son Bob, only 2 years old when Light Horse Harry was imprisoned for debt, barely remembered his father. He, young Bob, read and reread, even memorized, long letters his dad had written to an older son. It was the only way Bob could get close to his father, and he did so want to grow up to be like him. You may never have heard of Light Horse Harry Henry Lee, the Revolutionary War hero who fell from glory, but you'll remember his youngest son, Bob Lee, the one who never knew him and yet sought to emulate him, Robert E. Lee. For now you know the rest of the story.